I am Robert Morris. I made the wedges sculpture. The wedges were made in 1967 and first shown at the Leo Castella Gallery in New York City.
The components were rearranged every 2 days to form rings, squares, different geometrical forms.
My rationale for changing the work had to do with making work which had no definitive or final state.
My name is Nena Tsuti Schillinger. I'm an art historian, and I wrote a book about Robert Morris's work. He wanted the viewer to become involved. That's something that we see in general with Morris's pieces. We are invited to actively, physically participate. And that was a revolutionary idea in the 60s. First wedges were made of fiberglass, but fiberglass was a material that proved to be not appropriate.
Fiberglass is a very durable material, but the sharp edges of wedges tended to chip and abrade, so I eventually remade wedges in steel. Of course, this made permutations virtually impossible on outside ground without a crane. A static, unpermutable version of wedges exists in Fairmount Park. So in a sense, this is a fragment of the original, not to mention a subversion of the original intention to create a work with no definitive final state. Much of the art we possess from the past exists as fragments. Would the Venus de Milo look better with arms?
When we look at works of art, we tend to try to find meanings. What is the artist trying to tell us? But for us, in relationship to wedges, we have this sense of bewilderment. And then is when we begin to say, hey, maybe we have to do something more, not just to look at the work. So we start moving in space. We look at the openings.
Are the openings between the wedges large enough to be judged as welcoming the viewer to enter the work?
The gap, it is tight, so you're not sure what to do.
The viewer himself makes the relationships as he or she moves around the work.
In other words, in a search of meaning, we cannot avoid but to become participants. I think it's part of the beauty of his work.